Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think Paulie has to go to the bathroom. I have to take my time with the opening monologue, so I'll do that. I've just killed a few seconds by saying what I've just said. And it is a good evening to you, and how you be at 7:07. No, it's 7:04. Wait a minute. At 7:04 on a Friday night on the Fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, and you there, and Paulie Rosenberg will be back in about 30 seconds to a minute, because nature has called. And Paulie is on the other side and will be on the other side of the kitchen at a 345 Hudson. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take it right up until midnight. It's a marathon schmooze right here on your Fan in New York City. And just to follow up with what we were just talking about before the update, with Richard Ackerman and with Gio Urshela, judging from all indications, he shouldn't be out of action for too long. I don't even know if it's his suffering. Let's hope he's not suffering. Now, that may not be the right word to use, but if you're feeling fatigue or you're a little bit achy and a little bit sore, especially where they gave you the shot, and you should see how long the needle is. What is it? So the bottom line, I mean, I was in shock just looking at the needle before they did any with the shooting. And but the bottom line is that, again, on Wednesday, before and after their game, the Tier 1 personnel, as the Yankee players and coaches and front office types, you got to figure management with the Cashman, with the Steinbrenners, and everybody, maybe except the maintenance people working the offices. But the bottom line is it's Urshela suffering some side effects. We don't know what they are, but all indications are from the medical community that whether it's fatigue or a mild headache or a little bit with the sore arm where the shot was, it shouldn't be more than a day or two before those effects go away. So Mike Ford has been called up. And again, with Urshela, there's no minimum stay on that COVID list. And so he'll be back probably much more sooner than later. And now, as far as a baseball game this afternoon, if you were not watching this, you had a better time, because this was one ugly baseball game. And the Yankees, they have a problem. They have yet to figure out a way to beat Tampa Bay. They are not able to do it with pitching and hitting. And defensively this afternoon, it wasn't very sharp. It didn't appear they were wearing the right kind of glove, and they're wasn't much velocity on throws across the infield or throws into the infield. Kluber's first start, his first outing, gave you the impression that the Yankees may have found a diamond in the rough. Today, Kluber just had a rough time on the diamond. He couldn't get past the third inning. He was followed by Nelson, who came from the pen with a canister of gasoline before getting two outs with men on second and third to keep it close at 5-4 Tampa after three innings. Now, Nelson had a nightmare fourth inning that saw well, that saw Blake come out of the dugout to tell him, listen, we can't save you by taking you out, so you're going to have to take one for the team, since the Yankees didn't want to wear out their bullpen 7 games into the season and not a day off anytime soon. So they kept Nelson out there to take what he was taking, and again, it just wasn't very pretty. And defensively, not looking very clean, not looking all that good. No Urshela today, so DJ made the bad throw from third to Bruce, and Wendell hit one under Wade's glove at second, and a double and a sacrifice fly later, the Yankees were 2 down. Stanton, though, the 2-run single. Hicks, 2 for 21, the 2-run home run, and 4-2 for not very long. A Tampa tone was set in the bottom of the third inning when Sugo lifted a pop foul down the left field line. Torres came running over to, well, he came running over and actually overran the fly as he was coming across the pitcher's mound. And he lost his balance, reaching back to try to make the catch, and that did not work out, as both Torres and the ball landing on the ground. Was it an easy play to make? No. Was it a play that could have been made, should have been made? Yes. And we thought that as we basically saw the play on Yes, the network. Torres not making that play. And again, it was a tough play, but it was makeable. Again, he overran it. He stumbled over the pitcher's mound out there down the left field line. And in reaching back, he lost his balance and fell along with the ball right there to the ground. So that really did set a tone for the Rays in that inning, because with another opportunity, Sugo singled. And by the time Tampa had their way with Kluber and Nelson, it was 9-4. And again, it was the, really, I mean, right then and there, you're talking about garbage time. I mean, obviously, the Yankees got another run, but they were limp and lame offensively for the rest of the game. So the pitching, not enough hitting. We saw a hit banner. We saw a wild pitch. We saw balls that Wade couldn't reach. And was that a pass ball or was that a wild pitch? And here's Frazier with how many strikeouts today. He was airmailing a throw into the infield. Hang time taken on the throw. So the Yankees lose it 10-5 and continue to struggle against Tampa. Now, all the starters so far, I mean, through 6 games outside of today, I mean, Kluber obviously didn't have it. So, and neither did the first guy coming out of the pen, throwing a little bit more gasoline onto the fire. And it settled down during garbage time, up and down, 1-2-3. We get a run here from Tampa to make it 10. We get a run from the Yankees to make it 5. And other than that, I mean, the sooner this game was going to end, the sooner you would try to put it into the rearview mirror. Now, tomorrow, Herman is going to be pitching, and of all the starters outside of Kluber today, of course, a bad outing. But the first time through, I mean, all of the starters for the Yankees looking very, very good, except for Herman, who goes tomorrow against Chris Archer, as you know, back with Tampa. So, and Herman, during spring training, threw nothing but zeros. I don't even think he had an ERA. But he's got an ERA now, and it's not low. So he goes tomorrow, and the Yankees are just going to have to figure this out, how they are going to beat Tampa Bay, because they're so far from last year. 10-2 was Tampa's record against them. We know what happened in the postseason in Serious October Baseball. So, I mean, they just have to figure it out. And pitching, and hitting so far are not the answers. And defensively in the game this afternoon, it wasn't very sharp to begin with. All right. The Mets are off tonight, as you know from that. And I don't know if you heard this. The Hall of Fame is asking for Conforto's elbow pad. I just gave you some fake news. Ball players who used to pine tar, who used to use pine tar, are now going to be using elbow grease. People don't shake hands anymore. They elbow bump, and not because of any pandemic rules. It's now because of what they saw yesterday at 41 Seaver Way. Yesterday's game had everything that makes baseball the game that it is. Bat flipping, getting called out, and taking first. An umpire admitting he made a mistake. You're the Miami Marlins. You wanted to call the NYPD because you were robbed, and we all know it. You're angry if you're the Miami Fish. You're angry, you're mad, you're totally upset, you're frustrated. So, you're the Miami Marlins. You're most bothered by A, Jeff McNeil for the flip, B, Michael Conforto's elbow, or C, you're most bothered by the authority figure behind home plate missing a rule book and what's in it. Now, here's a hint to the right answer. Look in the mirror. I mean, the Miami Fish, they can be angry at Conforto. That's a waste of time. They could be angry at the bat flip from McNeil. That, too, a waste of time. And if they're not going to be angry at mea culpa behind home plate, they got to look in the mirror. They had a number of innings. They had 8-9 innings to do something. It didn't do it. So now we're thinking, well, gee, they're going to throw at McNeil or they're going to throw at Conforto. Look in the mirror. That's that's how they lost the game already. I mean, freakish it was. There's no question about it. Because, you know, and some people think in a couple of months you're going to forget all about it. Oh, no, you're not. Because how surreal, how novel, how unique, and who had ever seen this before? So I don't think this is going to be a game you're going to forget. The walk-off hit by pitch. We don't see too many of those. So yesterday, not even Picasso could have painted the picture of the close to opening day at 41 Seaver Way.
I guess it all came down to the call on the field. I think the controversy was from first he called a strike. And then he said, "Hit me."
1-2 coming, and the slider in there. Strike three.
Hit him. Conforto's hit him. On the pitch.
It hit him.
Conforto's in the strike zone.
Oh.
It hit Conforto. He made no effort to get out of the way. It was a strike, but he didn't move. And Don Mattingly is going to come out and argue the call with the home plate umpire, Ron Culpa.
You know, I looked at the replay. Just looked at the replay. I didn't look at it enough. I turn and I look on the Jumbotron when he nipped. So I don't think he leans. That's not his instincts, but that's kind of like how he moves his hands. Even throwing to him in batting practice, he will do that on pitches in.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call.
It hit him.
And they're saying it nicked him on the arm. The game is over. It was called a strike initially, but then it was ruled that the ball hit Conforto. Michael gets to first base. The Mets are pounding on him. And in a very unusual scene, Don Mattingly is saying, "Hold the phone. We want to check this out." Meanwhile, the Mets are celebrating a 3-2 win with Conforto being hit by a pitch.
I mean, ultimately, the umpire, you know, is the one that makes the call. I mean, it can reverse things like this and have the call that's correct, you know, to follow the game. So that's what led to the end of the game there, is because he corrected the strike call we should call initially.
Yeah, just another opening day. Just another, it was a beautiful day. The sun was out. Not a cloud in the sky. The 20% fans in the stands. Only Miami appeared to be looking like cardboard cutouts. It was great to have the fans there. Anacortes, listen, it's what makes baseball as great as it is. Just a normal opening day for the New York Metropolitans finding a way to win. All right, we turn the page for just a second before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls. And I know we're going to hear from Yankee fans. What is it? We have to blame Cashman. We're going to have to blame Aaron Boone. We're going to have to blame Talkman. We're going to have to blame DJ LeMahieu and Wade at second base. We have a lot of people to blame because that's what we do as we overreact and microanalyze 24/7. That's what keeps the blood flowing. The Yankees, seriously, they'll have to figure out. You have to be Tampa Bay. That's all there is to it. And who are these guys? They're not the same team as they were a year ago. And whether it's playing in the Dome, whether it's going to be at the place next door in the Bronx, Tampa has their number. So, they have to turn things around. And maybe Herman will even up the series tomorrow afternoon. Of course, that game on the Fan at, 12:30-ish for the pregame and a little after 1 o'clock, 1:05 as it is, with the first pitch with game two of the series. I love this Joe Douglas. And if I was going to make a coin, if I worked for the Mint, I would make a coin with his image on one side in Joe We Trust. So far, everything is going okay with him. And I love what he had to say about Sam Darnold. Nothing but good things. Nothing but great things to say about Sam Darnold. And wants us to know and believe that he traded Sam because of the budget he keeps and because he has a number two pick in the draft. In other words, Joe was using code to say Sam isn't worth the money. And because we have the number two pick, you have to draft a quarterback who will be more talented, more mobile, a better ball protector, a better decision maker, a better field general, have a higher football IQ, and become a winner and a franchise quarterback, and somebody who will help me develop my legacy in the NFL. Of course, once you figure out Joe's code, once you read between his quotes, statements, and his comments, he's basically saying that if we couldn't draft a quarterback, we would stick with you, Sam. Certainly because, we would certainly want you around because all of the quarterbacks we might want have been already taken. But we have the number two pick. Listen, we have to draft a quarterback. And we wish you well. We wish you all the success in the world along Tobacco Road. And Joe Douglas continues wishing him all the success in the world. And again, if that is the case and the new quarterback for the New York Jets turns out to be a bust, that is not going to highlight Joe's legacy. Joe is going to look very good after extolling all these virtues, saying all these good, great things about Sam Darnold. And then if Sam does excel and does succeed in Carolina and the quarterback for the New York Jets turns out to be anything but a Justin Herbert or a Joe Burrow or anything close to being what looks to be a franchise quarterback, a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, if the new quarterback for the Jets is going to be a bust and Sam Darnold is looking good in Carolina, Joe Douglas's legacy is going to be taking a hit. But right now, the honeymoon, it's still in progress. And it appears Joe won't need all that time on the clock to be drafting you know who from BYU.
Please welcome my favorite badass, Wilson. Zachary.
Wilson. Some of the things that they were saying publicly and privately, I thought, Darnold's got a shot to stick around. The minute Joe Douglas to me said, he's fielding calls. I was like, yeah. See you later, Sammy.
Pressure, and Wilson recognized it. Streaks straight up the middle, still spinning, dives for the end zone, touchdown.
Wilson is going to uncork for the end zone, and he drops it in beautifully.
C-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Zachary.
Wilson will throw. That arm strength lays it right in there. Wilson to the pocket, throws over the top, and it is caught in the end zone.
What a throw.
Their evaluations of Zach Wilson have told them this dude's a stud.
Keeps it. Zach Wilson, the speed, and he dives for the end zone. Touchdown.
Wilson scanning. Wilson will run. He's got 6 rushing touchdowns as well, and he veers across the line to gain, and then some inside the 40 on the slide.
Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Because otherwise, you're falling back on Darnold. So I think he's gone.
Wilson going deep. Wilson toward the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown. Wilson shuffles, and right to the goal line. It's caught. Yes.
Flip it back to Wilson. He loads up down the sideline and got it inside the 5-yard line.
We'll see what kind of compensation they can get and whether they want to wait until they draft Wilson and then unload him or whatever. But to me, that messaging at that press conference was crystal clear.
And here goes Wilson. He's to the 10, to the 5, stretching it for the goal line. Give him 6.
Now Wilson. Looking for a touchdown to the end zone.
Bye, Mr. Wilson. See when I get back from the park.
Yes, and it's going to be Zach Wilson, isn't it, Joe? Joe, is it going to be Zach Wilson? We all think it is, right? It probably will be, although Justin Fields maybe. No, Zach Wilson, he went to his pro day and fell in love with him.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.